Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, welcome back. On the line is Martin Gibbons, who's a man, he's celebrating 50 years working in Ashford Castle over there beyond in the west of Ireland. Good morning, Martin, and congratulations.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you very much.
And you're still there and a very important part of Ashford Castle still.
Yes, I still work here. Today is my first day of my 51st year.
Oh, wow, that's extraordinary. Let's go back then to the half a century ago, if that doesn't shock you too much, even thinking about it. How did you end up working there?
I got the results of the Leaving Cert on Friday, at Ballinrobe, where I went to school, and that evening, my mother said they're looking for staff in Ashford. She saw an ad in the local newspaper. So I had an interview Saturday, and I started at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, the 18th.
1974.
That's my CV in a nutshell.
What did you do for the first few years, or the first while you were there in 74?
I was working as a commie waiter and polish the glasses over the restaurant.
Yeah.
I set up for dinner, breakfast, lunch, and generally did the jobs as a trainee. And went on from there then to be a chef de rang. First of all, Ashford used to close them years, like it was a seasonal hotel.
Oh, really?
So I went to the...
Close for the winter, was it?
Pardon?
It would close for the winter?
Yes.
Oh, right.
And that winter I went to the GMIT in Galway with CERT, and I did my City and Guilds there for 2 years.
Right.
And then I came back to work full-time in the castle.
And you said you were chef de rang, which is head waiter, is it?
Chef de rang was managing my five tables, serving the tables.
Very good.
And then after that, I went on to be the sommelier, the wine waiter, for 4 years.
Very, very important job.
Well, Peter Cullen then passed away. I was made maitre of the George V restaurant, and I've remained so ever since.
Wow, the George V restaurant, so called because that British king himself visited Ashford.
Yes, he stayed... George V, he stayed as Prince of Wales in 1905 as a guest of the Guinness family.
Oh, right.
They were here on a shooting and game hunting.
That was...
And he stayed for 2 weeks, yeah.
It was a little holiday camp for them before it became a hotel,
Yes, yeah. It was a private house back then.
And I gather one of the first people you met with as a sommelier with great appreciation for wine, kind of a surprising one for me, Rod Stewart.
Yes. He had an encyclopedial knowledge of Sauternes wines.
Sauternes.
From France.
Yeah, the dessert wine. Wow.
The dessert wines, yes, yeah. And he knew every one of them and tasted them all while he was here.
That's what you're looking after the tables. It was a fine dining establishment really always then throughout your tenure.
Always, oh yes, yeah. We had a guerrilla service then. Yeah, we used to bone the sole at the table and we'd do the carving, we'd do the crepe Suzettes, all that. That was the type of service when I started.
Do you still bone the sole at the table?
Yes, yeah, it was lovely.
And
it has evolved over the years now. You have beautiful cloches now when you lift it from the main course.
There's good drama. Yeah, the cloches.
Yes, it's theatre.
It is theatre, isn't it? Did you feel like that over the years, that you were kind of part of the show?
George V restaurant is a very special occasion, It's a sensitive occasion for people dining there and that.
Did you always feel like a performer at the table?
Yes, you were an actor. You went on stage. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it was, you got all ready in your tails and your white bow ties and you had a performance and, and like everything, it didn't all go right.
You learned a valuable lesson one time, I believe, about the attention to detail and how important that is.
Oh yes, with the opening of the bottles of wine.
Yeah.
They were about £500 each at the time, and I took them out of the cellar and I opened them, but when the guest came back at 8 o'clock, he said, "That's not the wine I've ordered."
And there were two bottles, £500 each.
£500 each that time, yes.
And when was that?
That was back in the 80s. Yeah.
Right, okay, God almighty. What did you do with the two £500 bottles of wine that were now opened? What happened?
The general manager at the time was Rory Murphy. He drank one. And Peter Cullen was the restaurant manager at the time, and himself and I drank the second one.
Oh, you got to drink it.
It didn't go to waste.
It didn't go to waste. But you weren't sacked or anything like that? Or
No. Thanks be to God. I got a bit of a ten and a half, but
you were lying.
I survived that one, yes.
Was that the best wine you ever tasted in your life?
One of the best, yes.
Only one? My God. you met other fascinating people, people who came to stay in the hotel over the years. Ronald Reagan, he stayed in Ashford Castle.
That's right, on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of June.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. President Reagan and Mrs. Reagan, they visited and stayed for the two nights. That was on the... They were on the way to the D-Day celebration, the 40th anniversary then.
Wow, 40th anniversary.
That was in
84,
yeah.
And yeah. The first famous person you met, big musician.
Was Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
I was only four or 5 weeks working with this.
Oh,
I was kind of looking at my mouth open.
Did you notice anything about Johnny Cash? Because he absolutely is the epitome of cool, isn't he?
Yes, he amazing man. Yeah, himself and his wife. And their son, who was young at the time, yeah. John Carter Cash, and he visited here within the last 10 years.
Has he really? Right.
Yes, and we chatted and we talked, and we were wondering why was John, his father and mother, in Ireland? We trawled everywhere looking for see, did he have a concert here? We couldn't find it. So what we were thinking that it must have been he was in England and came to Ireland for a break.
I see.
Yeah, and it came to the castle, yeah.
So private, there was almost no record while he was here. When you're young and someone like Johnny Cash is in the room, how do you kind of control yourself?
Well, you just have to treat him as the same as every other guest. Give him the top service, yeah. And, we used to have Robert Shaw come in here.
Robert Shaw.
Robert from the Jaws.
Jaws, of course, yeah.
He had a house in Turmakey. He used to come for his birthday parties. Loved his whiskey. You just have to treat them the same as every other guest.
Very good. Who else have you met over the years, Martin?
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah.
They made an episode of Remington Steele here in 81.
Oh, in Ashford Castle.
I got a part in that.
You had a part in it?
Yes, yeah. Okay. We used to give them breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning and then they'd be filming. Mm-hmm. And they'd be back for lunch, but... When we were finished breakfast, we got a part in Remington Steele. And then he came back for his wedding.
Oh.
Yes, their wedding here.
There must be something in the air around Kong and Ashford Castle because they're still married, Pierce Brosnan and his wife.
Yes, yes. there's romance in the air around the castle.
There is.
Very mystical. Yes, yes.
It's a romance for you as well because you met your wife there.
I dated Bridge, yes. Yes, she's from Cavan. And
Cavan
she came
woman.
From Killybegs College.
Well,
she worked here for 4 years.
She wouldn't have paid to stay there.
No, she wouldn't.
she was working there too, and you met her.
She was, yeah. She worked as a chef, yes.
And, she was a chef. Okay.
She was chef in the kitchen. Yeah, she'd come from Killybegs, where she was at college, and that's how we first met.
Wow.
Actually, we met at Joe Dolan in the Ballroom of Romance in Cong. Joe Dolan was playing the night and we met.
Go away. Lovely memories. Yeah. And how many kids...
Lovely, happy memories. Very happy.
Very happy memories. How many kids did you go on to have?
Four boys, one girl now.
Did they work in the castle?
Yeah, three of my sons have worked.
Ah.
They've since passed on. Two of them are in Australia and one is in Chicago. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, passed on as they've moved on.
Oh, sorry, they moved on, yes. Sorry.
Put the hard crosshairs on me there.
But
it's lovely family history because the generations go right back to your grandfather working for the Guinnesses.
That's right, Martin Gibbons as well. He worked on as one of the many gamekeepers that Guinness had here at the time. Yeah, and he worked in the early 1900s. Now, he passed before I was born.
Yeah.
But, my father then used to ghillie on the lake, take people out fishing from the castle.
Oh, lovely.
And yes, yeah. So we have a long history with the place.
You have a long history. Did you have a bit of a celebration in the hotel to mark 50 years?
We sure did. Sunday night it was treated like royalty. Yeah, a fantastic evening. It was like a This Is Your Life. And we had a beautiful dinner. And previous head chefs that worked here at the castle in my time came back for that night, especially. I was treated very, very well. Yeah,
brilliant.
Fantastic. As I often say to people, Oliver, if I had life to live over again, I would do the same thing and I wouldn't change a thing.
Isn't that just the perfect? That is the perfect career. I forgot to say, you worked your way right up to being the Mater D, which is a significant role.
Yeah.
And that was most of your career. What do you do nowadays then in the hotel?
I work breakfast in the morning now. I work 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. And I greet the guests and seat them and ascertain their dietary requirements and check that everything is all right with their breakfast. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Imagine being served by somebody. This, what's great about these places where career hospitality staff to be served by someone who's been there 50 years and knows the ins and outs of everything. It's rare.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It would be hard to find somebody that's that long in the one place. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've no intention of leaving for a while yet. As long as God gives me the health, I'll be here.
Can I ask what age you are now, Martin?
68.
So you've plenty of life left on you yet. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
But there's no retiring you off. It's not the civil service.
No.
Listen, enjoy every minute you spend there. You sound like a happy man after 50 years of service. Congratulations to you and your wife, Breege. And maybe we'll say, most of us dream of going to Ashford Castle. It used to be a place you might afford a treat, but it's all those 5-star places have gone beyond now, haven't they? Most Irish people, it's...
Well, there's still a fair Irish clientele coming here now,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Year round, yes, yeah.
Year round.
But it's a lovely spot. You can park the car, and there's so many activities to do on the estate at Ashford. You know, you needn't take the car out again until you're checking out, yeah.
You're like a salesman here as well as everything else. Martin Givens, a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thanks very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you having me on.
Not at all. Right. Delighted with the chat and wish you well.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.